Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball is
baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, there's no human being I'd rather be talking to right now than Peyton Dolley for human good. Right?
It's best.
It always gets a smile, though, doesn't it?
It does every time.
All right, well, speaking of smiling, I've always wondered what it would look like with Peyton Dolley coming out of the bullpen in meaningful games. What was that like when they told you that, and what's your thoughts on it?
I'm excited to do it. You know, I've kind of told Bailey, like, the whole – like ever since I've been here, like whatever you want me to do, like let me know and I'll be down there. Like that's what I want to do for this team. I couldn't care less if it's starting or bullpen, or I just want to pitch for this team and pitch those meaningful innings. So yeah, I mean, it was kind of like a little bit of a week where it's been like, you know, be flexible, we'll see where we're at with things. And then, you know, today came in, it was like, hey, you're gonna go down to the pen, like be ready to pitch some good innings. So but yeah, I'm excited about it. So, you know, anything is exciting when you first start it. So
have you done it before?
I've not. The kind of the most that I've done has been out of bullpen piggyback stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of throughout the minors, but
you know that's coming. Yeah.
So it'll be a little bit different, but I think that's kind of the beauty of it too, is like that's like kind of giving up every game to be ready to pitch and be ready to compete is like, that's exciting to me. So
So have you, obviously part of it is getting a routine, knowing how many pitches it takes to warm up.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff. I know we're like a few hours in, but
yeah.
Have you thought about that or?
I mean, yeah, I think I've also tried to recognize where I'm at, like be mentally ready for it and try to understand what it's going to look like. Like, I'll probably be down there moving around probably a lot more than some guys. I'll probably have to chill out, be told, like, hey, calm down, it's okay. But just kind of like, yeah, it'll be take maybe a couple times to kind of figure out what my routine is. And then, but yeah, like, it's just pitching. It's just baseball. So
in terms of maybe, again, this is something that you haven't even thought about, but sort of your pitch mix.
Mm.
And one of the things that the bullpen and relieving allows is it to shorten things up a little bit. Have you thought about that and how you want to prioritize thing? Or, is that a work in progress?
It'll be a work in progress. But I think right now, like, I'm just – what that does is, like, you just really get to go to your strengths more often. You know, I feel confident with all my pitches, but it'll just be, you know, I like throwing the kitchen sink at guys, and we'll see what works better and what works, what maybe doesn't work. So, but yeah, I mean, I'll just go out there and kind of do what I keep doing. And, of course, just fill up the zone with everything is always the goal.
So. And the most important thing, do you have an entrance music?
I'm guessing we're going to stay with Good Time by Alan Jackson right now.
Okay.
So
right.
It gets it's just good vibes, you know, and I think that's, we'll take the the cool, the badass walk of songs for a while down the line, maybe, if we keep
just sprint in.
Sprint slide.
Yeah, sprint slide. All right, thank you.
Follow Baseballs and Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.